This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Recyclers along the West Coast are in crisis mode. That's because China is no longer willing to buy nearly as much of the recycled goods that they once did. They say the shipments are too jumbled up with non-recyclable materials. U.S. municipalities and recycling companies are trying to figure out what to do with their growing heaps. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports on one of the many things they'll have to sort out, us.
Within minutes of meeting Heather Repenning, she says she thinks I'll be a
waste head.
That's apparently not an insult to Repenning. She sets waste and recycling policy for the city of Los Angeles, and she calls herself a waste head.
It's someone who is completely immersed in discussions, operations, and policy around the waste sector. Welcome to the world of being a waste head.
One thing that keeps waste heads up at night is the lousy job of recycling that non-waste heads are doing.
They're hopeful that things will be recycled, and so they put everything in there. That's not what we want them to do. We want them to know what is actually recyclable.
About a third of what well-meaning Californians put in the blue bin shouldn't be. It's a problem because removing all that stuff takes time and money. That can make recycling uneconomical. So municipalities are stepping up their public education. More social media campaigns, more informational inserts in water and power bills.
The best way to educate people would be to have them come and visit one of our MRFs.
By MRF, she means a materials recovery facility. I went to one. It's a massive warehouse where bulldozers mound up mansion-sized piles of waste. Flattened cardboard boxes flop off conveyor belts. A lot of this stuff ends up in towering bales, ready to be sold. But a lot more of it is going to landfills because it's too contaminated.
It's probably 15 to 20% more than we would have otherwise.
Bob Asgian is with LA County's Sanitation District. He takes me up to where dozens of workers snatch out contaminants from a high-speed sorting line.
I see a diaper.
Idiocy. But then we see
envelopes with plastic laminated on them.
Wait, I've tried recycling those.
Plastic casing for fruit.
Oh, done that too.
A beer bottle case.
Oh my God. Hold on. Beer boxes are contaminants?
Next week, who knows? But this week it is.
That's because recyclers can't just pass chipboard beer boxes and other mixed paper along to China anymore. What was once in demand is now a glut. Mark Oldfield is with California's recycling agency.
If there's no viable market for it, is that something we want to continue to call recyclable?
And that underlines the need for more public education, because we could all be better waste heads. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.